Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We are holding on daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, five lines from the end of the page at the two dots Vitachas Kvodo. Today's shir is sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Eliza's grandmother, Bubby Libby Nyman, Hinda Liba Bas, Arav Menachem Mendel Tzvi, Yakohen, whose first yahrzeit is today, and in memory of Aaron's aunt, Mora Miriam Adler of Farakway, a longtime teacher in TAG, Miriam Kayla Bas Eliezer, whose first yahrzeit is also today. Today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Zchus for Shlema, for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita, by his children and grandchildren, and also by Henry Erlinsky, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah Ben Chaim Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen, Aleha Shalom, in honor of my wife and children for supporting me and allowing me to give the daf shir, and also by Mordechai Roth, in honor of Israel Yoshua Azi Baraf, who's putting on tefillin for the first time today as he becomes a Bar Chiyuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu should grant that he grow in Torah and Yerushamayim and be a source of nachas to his family, Am Yisrael, and himself. Mazel Tov to Azi. Okay, so we are holding on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are at the two dots on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss three different opinions of how to read the pasuk that describes the death of Sanherib's army, and the reason we're bringing that up over here is because it also has something to do with clothing, and clothing being a representative of a person's dignity, of a person's honor. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit more about wearing special clothing for special occasions, and what the clothing of a Talmud Chacham is supposed to look like, and then Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us four different things about Talmidei Chachamim in general. And then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva, whether the Chelbei Yom HaKippurim are craven on Shabbos or not. And in general, the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis with the transition from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur to Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on either Friday or a Sunday, in terms of the tkios that we do, when the halachos of Knivas Yerek, which is some level of hachana for food after Yom HaKippurim. So we'll discuss some of those details as well. So let's begin. We're holding again a few lines, about five lines from the bottom of the page, on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas, where you have a three-way machlokas, how to interpret a pasuk about the nevuah that Yeshayahu has about Sancheiriv Melech Ashur, that the Malach came and killed his army in the middle of the night. So the pasuk says, the pasuk actually reads, "L'chein yishalach Adon Hashem tzvakos b'mishman of razon," and then it says, "V'sachas kavodo yikad yikod ki yikod eish." So what does that mean? That atachas kavodo, there was a fire that burnt. So there's a three-way machlokas how to read the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "V'sachas kavodo v'lo kavodo mamish," that when the Malach killed the army of Sancheiriv, the bodies of the people were burnt, but their clothing wasn't burnt. It was tachas kavodo, it was that which lied underneath their clothing that was burnt by their fire, meaning their bodies. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan Shitaso, that he understands the word kvodo to refer to the clothing. It's Rabbi Yochanan Kari Lemane Mechabdosei. Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing that which dignifies him. So the pasuk tells us, tachas kavodo yikad yikod, that under the begadim the fire burnt. Rabbi Elazar Omer, tachas kvodo mamish. Rabbi Lazar says that their bodies burnt and their clothing did not burn, but the word kvodo in the pasuk is not a reference to the clothing, meaning kvodo is the body itself, not the clothing. But the word tachas over here doesn't mean underneath, it means in place of, that in the place of the body there was instead fire, there was instead ashes that remained. So it's not underneath the clothing that you had that which burnt, you had in place of the body there was something that had burnt entirely. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Tachas Kvodo B'Sreifas Bnei Aaron Mal Alon Sreifas Hashem V'Guf Kayim Afkan Sreifas Hashem V'Guf Kayim. And then Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, no, it's not that their bodies burnt. No, it was like Tachas Kvodo. Tachas does mean under, but Kvodo doesn't mean clothing. Kvodo means their bodies, and underneath their body is what burnt, meaning what lies what lies in the inner part, which is their neshamos, that their insides were burnt, just like the Shreifas Bnei Aaron of Nadav and Avihu, where their bodies remained intact, but their neshamos burnt. So too by the army of Sancheriv, the same thing happened, that the bodies remained intact, but the neshama was that which was burnt. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara teaches us another item about clothing. Minayin l'shinu begadim min haTorah. How do I know that there's a din of changing clothing min haTorah? Now, the Gemara is not explicit about changing clothing for what. It just says changing clothing min haTorah. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says about a Kohen who takes the deshen off of the Mizbeach, the ashes that are left from the burning of yesterday's Korbanos, u'pashat es begadav v'lavash begadim acherim. And then he holds yes a deshen al michot samachin al makom tar. That prior to taking out the ashes, he's which is not an avodah chashuva, he has to change his clothing and wear lesser clothing than the clothing that he does the avodah in order that he shouldn't mess up the clothing that he's going to do the avodah in from the ashes that he's bringing outside. V'tam d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Yishmael taught, limdachat Torah derech eretz, that the Torah is telling us, proper derech eretz, that begadim shabishal ben kederi l'rabo, aliyam zog ben kos l'rabo, that the very clothing that you wore while cooking the meal, you shouldn't then go and serve the meal to the master wearing that same clothing, because clearly they're going to be a little bit ruined from the bishul. So it's not derech kavod that you're going to be mosaic kos for your master when you're wearing dirty clothing. So too the kohen who's motzi the deshen has to change his clothing in order that they shouldn't get ruined, so that when he does other avodos he shouldn't be wearing messed up clothing. So again, what are we talking about over here? Changing clothing for what? So it happens to be in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Sadiches, Ra'ui Shiyulo Malbushim Noam Yuchadim L'Tfila, that it's appropriate that a person should have nice clothing set aside for Tfila. So the Gra over there in Bira Gra, Sivkat Nyates, says that the Makar is our Gemara, that you have to be Machlif Begadav from Navoda Kala to Navoda Chashuva, because Tfila is like Avoda Sakarbanos, and therefore you have to switch to a nicer level of clothing. So that's the Inyan of wearing nicer clothing for Tfila. So much so that the Berhetev quotes a Ma'aril that he used to have a special talis for Shabbos, not just a weekday talis, but like our minhag, a talis for Shabbos as well. And Magen Avraham writes this way as well, that it's a good idea. However, the Aderes writes in one of his Sfarim that he doesn't understand why that would be the case, that a person should have a special talis for Shabbos. The way we wear our talisos, it's designated for davening. So Adrabba, you should have a nice talis for davening anyway. So why would you have something special? If you have one that's nicer, use it every day. Why would you be mevaza the tefillah shel chol at the expense of the tefillah? Why would you be mechabe the tefillah shel Shabbos at the expense of the tefillah shel chol? You should be always in his nal lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos. You don't say chatei b'chol kedei shetiska b'Shabbos, meaning tefillah itself demands such a high level of clothing that it shouldn't be something that you have something special for Shabbos. It could be that the inyan of Shabbos clothing is not just to have nicer clothing for Shabbos, but to have different clothing for Shabbos, that even if the clothing doesn't look different, it's just being machlif the begadim, just having different clothing might be an inyan in its own right. Ben Yoyada says he doesn't think so, because the lashon of the Gemara is it doesn't say that shetachlif bigdechol Shabbos. Lashon shaloye malbushchol shel Shabbos, we learned yesterday, kima bushel shechol, meaning that the clothing should actually be different and should look different on a weekday than it does on Shabbos. So it could be that dafka when it comes to Shabbos clothing, it has to actually look different as well. Now some understand that this Gemara, the Marsha understands this Gemara is in fact, and Rabbeinu Prachya understands that this Gemara is not about tefillah, not about begadim l'tefillah. It's actually about big day Shabbos. In addition to being about tefillah, it's also about Big Day Shabbos. The Marsha says that it must be about Big Day Shabbos because the begadim that a person wears on Erev Shabbos are the begadim that he cooks in, and the Gemara es asher tofu afuv es asher tevashel b'sheilu, and that's why it says the begadim that you're mevashel ben, because that you're mevashel ben alim zogel kos l'rabo. Dafka uses that imagery of being mevashel because that's what a person does on Erev Shabbos. So it's telling us that one should change after he cooks on Erev of Shabbos after he prepares for Shabbos. So this is another indication of wearing big day Shabbos. Of course, the question is if it relates to big day Shabbos. So here you have a pasuk min haTorah, and previously we quoted pasukim midivrei Kabbalah. We had the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. We had a pasuk in Megillas Rus. So apparently there's an asmachta min haTorah. So it's an even higher level asmachta to dafka wear big day Shabbos. So the Achronim raised the question. We already had v'chibad to So just like Rabbi Yochanan so why do I need a drasha, an additional drasha over here? So the Ian Yaakovi says that they were looking for remez min haTorah, not just from the Nevi'im, because if there was no remez min haTorah, that you're allowed to change your clothing to nicer, that you should change your clothing to nicer clothing, one might have said that it's aser, because it's like being lovish simlas isha, that if a person is too vain and he's always changing his clothing, so one might have thought that that's too much of a feminine activity. So to tell us that no, over here the change of clothing is called for, we want the dafkan asmachta min haTorah. The Ben Yoyada also suggests that if we would learn from the pasuk of v'chibadto alone, we could have said that big day Shabbos must look differently than Big Day Chol, but if they look exactly the same, then it's not nicker that it's covered Shabbos. So that's why we quoted drasha of Hachlofas Begadim L'Kavod Shabbos, and even if that's all you're doing, you're just being Machlof the Begadim, and you're not actually upgrading the Begadim. I mean, again, ideally, of course, upgrade your Begadim for Shabbos, but if you can't, is there any value in just changing your Begadim for Shabbos? So says Ben Yoyada, that's what we learn from this pasuk in the Torah, that we would not have learned from the Psukim in the Nevi'im, that even if it's just a change of clothing, a fresh change of clothing, that's worthy to do for Shabbos as well. Okay, says the Gemara about a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Gnai le Talmud Chacham sheyetze b'menal ma'metulam l'shuk. It's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to go out with patched shoes to the marketplace. For Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, nafik bar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina needs to go out that way. Some Rabbi Acha breder of Nachman, b'tulay al gabi tulayi. No, the Isser is only when there are patches on top of the patches, when it requires double patching. But if that shoe ripped just once, so then the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to run out and buy new shoes right away. V'amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Talmud Chacham shenimtza revav al bigdo. If a Talmud Chacham has an oil stain on his baget, chayiv misa, because the Talmud Chacham has to be chashuv. He has to look respectable and dignified. So if he has a revav al bigdo, very strong lashon. Shenemar kol misanei avu maves. And we darshan al tikrim misanei ella masnei. That the pasuk is not talking about someone who's a sonei Torah. It's talking about someone who's masni the Torah on other people. So Talmud Chacham, who has a revav al bigdo, he's making himself disgusting be'enei abrios, and that causes them to hate the Torah. That the brios say, oylem l'lom de Torah, shem u'usim l'gunim. That look how l'om de Torah behave, look how l'om de Torah, they're disgusting the l'om de Torah. So that's going to be mischayiv misa, because he acts in such a way that reflects poorly on the entirety of Torah. So if this is true about a revav al bigdo, about a little stain on one's clothing, kal v'chomer, it's true about one's behavior in general, that when something is considered to be an undignified behavior, and Talmidei Chacham act with such a behavior, said it's masniye, then it's going to cause a terrible chilul Hashem, and that's where we have this strong lashon. Rabbi Teller just told me today that he thinks in Eretz Yisrael, if you're walking around without a mask outside in Eretz Yisrael, and you're a Haredi Jew, that this pasuk would apply, because that's the way society is looking at people who aren't wearing masks. Again, where the virus is very active. Ravina Amar, Ravad Itmar, or Reved Itmar, that it's not talking about an oil stain, it's talking about Shechva Zera on his clothing, that he's Chayiv Misa, V'lo Pligi, and it's not really Machlokas, Habaglima Habilavusha, that when Rabbi Chiya said that it's also to have even an oil stain, it's talking about the outer Beged, that Ravina's also that it's that even an oil stain would be a problem. Levusha is talking about an inner Beged, when you find the Reved Al Bigdo, the Shechva Zera on the Beged, that's an inner Beged that he's Chayiv Misa for leaving that on his Beged, and that Rabbi Chiya would also be molded that only a Reved is Osir, but not a Revav when it's the inner Beged. V'am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan, my Duchsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Kasher Holach Avdi Yishayo Orom V'yachev, that for 3 years Yishayo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Yishayo to open his sackcloth and to take off his shoes from his feet and to go Orom V'yachev as an Ophes and a Mophes on Mitzrayim and on Kush, that the Melech Ashur is going to lead the people from Mitzrayim and the Golus of Kush naked and barefoot. So could that possibly be taken literally? That's how Yeshayahu and Navi is going to walk around for 3 years. He's going to walk around Arum V'Yachev. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Arum means Bibgadim Beluim. It means with worn out clothing. V'Yachev means Bimanalim Amatulayim. It means with patched shoes. So Navi very often was called upon to act in a certain way, to act out the Nevuah. And that it's a Po'al Dimyon, that when a Navi acts out of a Nevuah, it's a stronger form of Nevuah. That's how some of the Rishonim explain what we do when we have Simanim on Rosh Hashanah night. That why is it that we have Simanim? Does it really just say the Tefillah, say Yiratzon, Sheyitamu Soneinu? Why do we need to have a Tamar? Why do we need to eat dates in order to have that happen? So just like a Nevuah that comes with a Po'al Dimyon is a stronger form of a Nevuah, sometimes it's Tefillah that comes with some sort of Po'al Dimyon, some sort of active demonstration of what we're being mispalel, is also a more stronger form of Tefillah sometimes. Okay, Tananasam, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Mikvaos about Tefillah of a Kli in order to be Mitarit, that Revava Lamardea, that if there's a stain on a cushion that goes on the back of an animal, Chotzeitz, it's a Chatzitza for Tevillah. Because so if it was Tamei and has this stain on it and you put it in the Mikvah, it's a Chatzitza because it's something, it's a Mira Makbid. And the Halach is that a Mira Makbid is a Chatzitza Midrabanan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that a Revava Lamardea is not a Chatzitza, Ad ki isar italki, unless it's the size of an isar italki. But if it's smaller than that, then it's not the derech for people to be makbid about it. And the halach is that a miyut she'eno makbid is not chotzeitz bitvila. The Gemara is explicit that a miyut she'eno makbid we would never make a gzeira. The Gemara mesach zeira and mesach sukkah that we would never make a gzeira on a miyut she'eno makbid because that would be gzeira the gzeira. That only a rova makbid, the Gemara needs also, that only a rova makbid or is a daraisa. A miyut makbid is drabanan, or a rubo she'eno makbid is drabanan. But a miyut she'eno makbid, that would be gzeira l'gzeira. We don't make a gzeira l'gzeira, and that would not be a chatzitza for tevila. In Ilchus Nida, the Rama paskins that for Ashkenazim, the minag is that we remove even a miyut she'eno makbid, that we remove any foreign substance from the body before tevila. But that's dafka by Ilchus Nida where we have such a minag. But you don't have such a minag when it comes to kelim. And therefore, if you have a kli that has a tiny oil stain on it that's smaller than the Yisrael Yitalki, says the Gemara, there's no problem. And if the revav is on begadim, mitzad echad, eino chotzitz. But it's only visible from one side, it's not a chatzitza for tevila, because people aren't makbid about such a stain. Mishneit stadim, but if it's on both sides, it's visible from both sides, then chotzitz. People are makbid about such a stain. Rabbi Yudah, Amrishim, Rabbi Shmuel, af mitzad echad chotzitz. And even if it's only mitzad echad, it's going to be chotzitz for Tvila, because people are makbid about that. Rabbi Shimon Lakish asks the following. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the name Rabbi Shmuel, that a kesen that's on the beged is chotzeitz, and even when it's mitzad echad, it's chotzeitz. So marda'as mitzad echad or mishneitz tadin? The halacha we just said about the marda'as being chatzitza, is that talking about when it's on one side or when it's on both sides? So amalei zulo shamati. I don't have a direct answer, a tradition of a direct answer to your question, but kiyotze bashamati, but I could be poshet your shaila from something very similar that I heard. Ditnan, because it says in the Mishnah of Yossi Omer, shel banoim mitzad echad, that banoim, we're going to assume now, the Gemara is going to explain, means of Talmidei Chachamim, that if the beggar belongs to Talmidei Chachamim and you have a stain, even mitzad echad, it's going to be something that you're makbid about, because Talmidei Chachamim are makbid even about a small stain, v'shalbur, but if it's not aretz, mishneit stadin, only if it's on both sides. V'otei mardas chashuvim migdor shel am aretz. Now, if a beggar of an am aretz is only going to be makbid if it's on both sides, so a beggar of an animal, for sure it's only going to be akpada if it's on both sides. The beggar of an animal is not going to be more chashuv than the beggar of an amaretz. So my banoin, what does the word banoin mean? Banoin means builder. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Eilu Tamil Chachamim, Sha'oskim B'binyan Shalolim Kol Yimeihen. That's a reference to Tamil Chachamim, because they're constantly building up the world their entire life. The Torah is called B'binyan Shalolim. Tamil Chachamim are Osek in B'binyan Shalolim. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Im lo brisi yomu v'layla, chukos Shemaim va'aretz lo samti. So you see that the olam is miskayim al yedei limurat Torah. So that's the That's why it's called the Talmid Chacham Oskim B'Binyan Shalom. It's another way of saying that they're Osek in Torah, which keeps building the world up. So the Gemara brings, once we mention this about Talmid Chacham, so we're going to have four other statements of Rabbi Yochanan relating to Talmid Chacham before we give an alternate explanation of what Banoin might mean. It might not mean Talmid Chacham, it might mean something else. So first, from Rabbi Yochanan, is a Talmid Chacham Shemakzir La'Aveda B'Tviyas Ayin? What is the level of a Talmid Chacham the one needs to be in order to be Makzir Aveda, to return an object that he lost just by his recognizing it, by him saying, yeah, I recognize, that's mine. That's if a person puts on his clothing inside out, and he's makbid to change it around and to put it back the right way in order that that the inner stitching should not be visible, because he's more dignified, so he wants to dress in a dignified way. The reason Talmud Chacham is makbid about this is not because he's makbid al-chaluka, means he maintains a certain level of dignity. The Gemara in Bamitzia though gives a different geder for a Talmud Chacham that you're machzir la'aveda b'tviyus ayin. It says that you yodin bo she'enu mishana b'diburo, that the geder of a Talmud Chacham that you be machzir b'tviyus ayin is you know that he's not a liar, and that all he ever lies about is maseches puria and ushbiza. That if you ask him if he knows a certain masechta, he's going to say no, even if he does, because that's a midas hanava. If you ask him if he was Mishamish Mita, he's going to say no, because that's a Midas Tznius. And if you ask him if a host treated him with great respect, so he's going to say no, because that's a Midas Tova, in order to save that host from having to host so many guests, in order to prevent him from having to go through the trouble of having people banging down his door to want to stay at his house. So the Tosa Rosh writes that the Gemara over here means to say that aside from the Talmud Chacham, the Sat Mishana B'Diburo, a Talmud Chacham that's makbir al chaluko shlola havcho, we're also makzir b'tviyas ayin, meaning we're given a second criteria over here. It's not a stira between the two Gemaras. These are different indicators if a person is on that level of being a Talmud Chacham. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan, is a Talmud Chacham shemanu so parnis al tzibur. What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham that you would point to a position of authority over the tzibur? Zeh shesholim oso dvar alacha b'kol makom. You could ask him anywhere in Shas, v'omer v'afilu b'meseches kala, and he would respond even if it's a Maseches Kala, which is not something that is commonly learned. It's just brises that are not commonly learned. So he's going to know how to answer because he's constantly learning all Masechtas, even the more minor Masechtas. The Maseches Kala begins with the words Kala b'lo bracha asur l'bayla kenita. That's what Rashi writes. So the Ritva says that it's an easy Masechta, but just people don't typically learn it so much. That's what Tos writes as well. Tos quotes from the Re that Maseches Kala are drushos that are arranged of behilchos achag, that the kala was the shear that they would have in advance of the yom tov. So even if he's only a bucky in such inyanim that it's you could already point him as a parnis. So Tos says that like an alternate interpretation, not like Rashi saying that he knows everything, even the maseches kala, even something as minor as maseches kala. No. What we're saying is he knows anything, even if all he knows is maseches kala, is the shear that they give in advance of the Yom Tov, to know the halachas of the Yom Tov, that's already enough to point him to a position of some sort of authority. What's a situation, what's a level of a Talmud Chacham that the Bnei Iro Mitzuvin Lassos L'Melachto, that the people in his city should make sure to do whatever work needs to be done in order that he should be free to learn? That's if a person sets aside his own needs in order to be Osik B'Chavtzei Shemayim. So since he's setting aside his own needs, it's appropriate that the Bnei Iro should bother themselves in order to take care of his needs. But that's only that they have to take care to make sure he has what to eat. They don't have to go and make sure that he has everything. They just have to make sure that he's going to be able to live, that he'll have what to eat. And then a fourth thing. What's a Talmud Chacham? Anything that you can ask him halacha in any area of halacha, he'll be able to say it. So what are we talking about over here? We're not saying that as far as what? We're not talking about being parties on the tzibur. We're not talking about Hashavas Aveda. We're not explicit over here about what we're talking about. It says, well, the Minuya parties on the tzibur. No, this is also talking about appointing him as a parties on the tzibur. Ibar Rabbi Yochanan already gave us a geder for appointing someone as a parties on the tzibur. He said, if you're Sholem Nasa Allah B'chol Makom, is a new geder. That's different than what we said before. So he has to say it again. Because there are different Gedarim. If he knows how to respond in one Masechta, the one that he's learning right now, but he doesn't know how to respond in other Masechtas, so then Ba'asre, then you can appoint him a Parnes in his locale. But if it's Bekule Tunuya, if he knows how to respond in every Masechta, in all of Shas, even when he's learning one Masechta, he could respond about anything, so then he should be a Rosh Hashiva already. Then he's ready to be a Reish Masifta. Okay, so now we had said that according to Rabbi Yossi, Beged shall banoin, even a stain on one side is going to be a chatzitza. So up until now we said, oh, what are banoin? Banoin are tamid echam, because they're also bibinyano shall olam, and that brought us on this tangent to discuss other matters relating to Tamil Chacham. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Elu Kelim Hul Yarin. No, begadim of banoin means the begadim of the bathhouse attendants. Habayin mi medina sayan, that come in medina sayan, that they have these very chashva types of robes or towels that they would use in their bathhouses. So if they would get even a little bit dirty, they would be makbid about it, and that would be a chatzitza. Wait, do you mean to tell me that these kelim of the bathhouse attendants are white, and that's why they're makbid, even if there's just a little bit of stain on them? Because if they were colorful clothing, then a little bit of a stain wouldn't be so noticeable. But didn't Rabbi Yanai once tell his children, Banai, al tikbruni, lo bekelim levan v'lo bekelim shchorim, when you bury me, do not bury me in white clothing nor in black clothing. Levanim shem lo ezke, don't bury me in white clothing, because maybe I won't be zocha to be in Gan Eden, and I'm gonna be there amongst all these people who are wearing black, because I'm not gonna be in Gan Eden. Ve'yek chasen ben avelim, so it's gonna be so strange if I'm wearing white clothing. I'm gonna look like a chasen among the avelim. Shchorim shem ezke, and don't bury me in black clothing, because maybe I will end up in Gan Eden. Ve'yakavil ben chasanim, and then I'm going to look like an avil among the chasanim, because everyone else is going to be in white. Ela bekelim ul yarn abam imdinas yam. Rather, what should you bury me in? You know, the bathhouse attendant kind of clothing, the kelim ul yarn that come imdinas yam, which apparently is neither black nor white. Al mosumkininu. It's apparently it had some sort of reddish tinge. It had some sort of coloring to it. So it's a stira, because we said over here that even revav al tzad echad of a beggar of the kelim ul yarn is going to be chatzitza, apparently, because it's white, apparently because it's pristine, says Mar Lokasha. Habaglimi, habalavushi. No, there's a difference. When Rabbi Yane says that the kelim were adumim, he's talking about the glima, the beged elyon, which had a little bit of a reddish tinge, whereas Reish Lakish said that they're white, is talking about the levush hatachton. It's talking about the lower level of clothing. Now, the idea of a beged lavan representing the chasanim, and the beged shachar representing black represents avelus, and white represents a chasan, so that's certainly something that we find throughout Shas. In fact, in Shara Kavanos, the Arizal says that a person should wear Big Day Lavan on Shabbos, Dafka on Shabbos. If he's wearing nicer clothing, it should Dafka be Big Day Lavan and not other clothing. And not only that, it says that the Arizal one time was Niskale Lav Nishmas Chacham Echad, and Neshama of a certain Chacham was Niskale to the Arizal, who died during his lifetime, and he saw that he was wearing black. So he said to him that because in Olam Hazeh he would wear black on Shabbos, so that's why they're punishing him that achar petiraso, that he has to wear begadim shchorim even on Shabbos. So that's the issue of wearing white clothing, that the Arizal, because again white represents this level of purity and a higher level of clothing, whereas black represents a certain sense of avelus. In the Bir Alach in Sim Reish Samach Beis, he discusses whether wearing white clothing on Shabbos is mechzi kiyuara. because then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So he quotes that the Eliyahu Rabbah brings a raya from the Gemara that the Rabbanon wore glimi achmi b'Shabbos, that they wore black on Shabbos. So he says that a person is allowed to do what he wants in his house, lo b'fnei rabbim, and we don't have to be choshesh for you, our Rabbah. Pashtus is, that's why we have the practice, even people who don't wear white shirts throughout the week, try to wear a white shirt for Shabbos, because that's appropriate, l'kavod Shabbos, that a person should wear white, that a person in white is representative of a certain level of, higher level of clothing. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Shmuel Amr Mekaplan, Rabbi Shmuel says that one folds the clothing and makes the beds on Yom HaKippurim for Shabbos, and that Chalvei Shabbos are craven by Yom HaKippurim, but not the reverse. Lo Shal Yom HaKippurim B'Shabbos, the Chela from the Yom HaKippurim Karbanos are not brought on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says, Lo Shal Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, Lo Shal Yom HaKippurim, craven B'Shabbos. So the Gemara brings a braisa that's going to explain this machlokas. Tan Rabbanan, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. But when the Torah describes the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, it says, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. So we darsh in the pasuk as if it said, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbos, without a vav. So you're allowed to bring the Korbanos of Shabbos to be makdir, the Korbanos of Shabbos of one Shabbos on another Shabbos. And but can't mean the next Shabbos, because in between it would become noser. So that would be absolutely out of the question. You can't leave the stuff over from one Shabbos to the next. So limin al chavi Shabbos shekriven biyom kippurim. What else is a Shabbos besides for Shabbos that you can be makdir the karbanos from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos? Doesn't mean the next Shabbos. It means yom kippurim. Yachal afshal yom kippurim b'Shabbos. You might think it works in the reverse also. They can go from yom kippur to Shabbos. Tamalomar b'Shabbato. That's why it says b'Shabbato. The extra vav to tell me that there's a Shabbos that the chelav cannot be karev on another Shabbos, and that's talking about from Yom HaKippurim, which is also called a Shabbos Shabbason, to another Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, all the Shabbos B'Shabbato, Liman al Chavli Shabbos Shekraven B'Yom Tov. That all the Shabbos B'Shabbato tells me that even on that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, and the Chalavim of Shabbos, which is Chamur, could be brought on Yom Tov, which is Kal, just when Yom Tov falls on Motzai Shabbos. So Yochol Af B'Yom HaKippurim, you might think that you're allowed to bring on Yom Kippur that's Chal on Motzai Shabbos as well. Tamalomer B'Shabbato. That's what the Vav is coming to be Mema'it, then no, only when it's Yom Tov, but not when it's Yom HaKippurim. And certainly, Chel of Yom HaKippurim cannot be brought on Shabbos either. So, Kishatim Tzolomar, when you're medaktik in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva to explain what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, the Div Rabbi Shmuel and the Dar Mundavos craven be Yom Tov. Rabbi Shmuel holds, like the Shita, that you're allowed to bring the Dar Mundavos on Yom Tov, even though you could have waited and brought them after Yom Tov. So, according to that Shita, of course you're allowed to be makta the Chalavim of the Karbanos that were shechted properly Bizmanim on Shabbos, and you just haven't had time to burn them on Shabbos. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Oh, so if I don't need a pasuk to teach me that, so what's the pasuk teaching me when it says Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato ki yisachra al Yom HaKippurim? So that's why you need the pasuk according to Rabbi Shmuel to tell me about Yom HaKippurim, that you're allowed to burn the Ola Shabbos on Yom HaKippurim. L'divrei Rabbi Kiva and Darman and Davos ain't craving Yom Tov, but Rabbi Kiva holds and Darman and Davos cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So ki yisachra l'mishra b'Yom Tov. So I need a pasuk to even just to tell me about Yom Tov, which means that there's no pasuk to tell me about Yom Kippur, and that's why it's aser on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, now returning to a braisa we had way earlier in the Masechta, the braisa had said that on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos was about to begin, they used to blow tekios to be maftilas ha'am min ha'malacha, to tell everyone the weekday is over, now it's going to begin Shabbos. And the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Chavav, tells us that even if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, there would be tokeya right before Shabbos, in order that people should know at least to stop doing melechos of ochel nefesh. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do a whole bunch of things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. And just like Chum were Misakein to be Mavdil and Motzai Shabbos when it's Motzai Shabbos is a weekday, they're also Mavdil and Motzai Shabbos is a Yom Tov. So the Gemara discusses whether they would do these tekios on Yom HaKippurim that fell on Erev Shabbos, and if we would be Mavdil on Yom HaKippurim that fell on Motzai Shabbos. And maybe that too relates to the Machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, Ki Avina Bebavel, when I was learning in Bavel before I made Aliyah, Hava Amri, so I used to say Had Tani Yom Kippur Shchal Yos Erev Shabbos Loyer Token, that when Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, they would not blow the six tekios like they would do on every other Erev Shabbos, and the reason is because the tekios are to tell people to stop doing malacha, to be mavdil between chol and kodesh, or between a lesser kedusha and a greater kedusha. But Yom Kippur has the same exact kedusha as kedusha Shabbos; it's also in all the same malachos. And that's why if Yom Kippur fell on Motzai Shabbos, we wouldn't be mavdil in Mar. erev of Yom Kippurim like we would on any other Yom Tov that's Chal Motzai Shabbos. Divrei Akoli, and I thought that everyone agreed to that. I never had a Havamina that would be subject to any sort of Machlokas Tanaim. But Kisalikna Lahasam, but then I went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkachte Lihuda Breid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pasi Diyasav Kamar, and I saw that Rabbi Shimon Ben Pasi was teaching that Rabbi Akiva he, that's only the sheet of Rabbi Akiva who holds that Chalvei Shabbos cannot be brought in Yom Kippurim. So he holds that Yom Kippur is not Kal from Shabbos. They both have equal Kedusha, and that's why you would not need to be Tokeya on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Kippurim, nor would you need to be Mavdil on Motzai Shabbos, which is Yom Kippurim. But he, Rabbi Shmuel, but if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, keep it on Chalvei Shabbos, Krim Yom Kippurim, since Rabbi Shmuel holds that you could bring the Chalavim of the Kabbarnos of Shabbos on Yom Kippurim, it turns out that Shabbos has a greater level of Kedusha than Yom Kippurim. So then Litka, then you should blow those tekios on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Kippurim, to indicate that you're allowed to be makriv those chalavim kiyekadav yadi the chalvei Shabbos kriv Yom Kippurim, to indicate that since Yom Kippurim is a lesser level of kedusha, the chalvei Shabbos can in fact be brought on Yom Kippurim. V'amina le'ana, and then I said to him that it could be that the price is going like Rabbi Shmuel as well, that Kohanim's reason hein, but meaning it could be that Kohanim's reason, they're careful about all the halacha, so we don't need a tekiya for something that's only nogea to Kohanim, meaning in a maybe Yom Kippurim is a lesser level of Kedusha than Shabbos, and therefore the Chalvei Shabbos could be brought on Yom Kippurim. But you're not going to blow a tekiya for that, because that's only nogeya to Kohanim. Kohanim's reason, they don't need any such reminder. When it comes to Melechus Ochel Nefesh, okay, that's nogeya to all of Klal Yisrael, so that's what you're going to need tekiyos for. So Amalei Mark Shish Rebbe of Chisa the Ravashi, Mi Amrin Kohanim's reason name. Do we say that Kohanim are such reason that you don't need to be tokeya for the sake of the Kohanim, Vatanan? But the Mishnah says in Masechah Sukkah that they would have 21 tekiyos, a minimum of 21 tekiyos in the Mikdash, and it enumerates what those tekiyos were each day in the Avodah Seyom. So it says over there that on Erev Shabbos they would add an extra 6 tekiyos. Shalosh lahavdil sami melacha, v'shalosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So from the fact that they would have those tekiyos in the Mikdash, apparently the tekiyos were needed in order to create a hacker even just for the Kohanim. Otherwise, why do they have to be in the Mikdash? So k'damar abayi l'sharam adu b'shlaim, hachanami l'sharam adu. No, just like Abaye answers in a different context, that's for the sake of the other people in Yerushalayim, so we hear also the tekiyos are for the other people in Yerushalayim. Where does Abaye answer in a different context? That's for the Sharama of Yerushalayim. That's a sugi on Yuma on Daf Lamed Zayin on Beis, where the Mishnah over there says that Hilni Amalka made a certain menorah made out of gold, and they put it in a very high place by the Pesach of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, and when the sun would shine, it would golden light would emerge from that menorah. So from the way the rays of the sun hit that menorah, and then everyone would know that he gives man kriyas shema shel shachris. So the Gemara says, well, the Kohanim who worked in the Mikdash didn't say kriyas shema when the sun would shine. They would be makdim to read kriyas shema earlier than that, so they didn't need this glow from this menorah. They had to get on with the avodah sayom. So they would always they were choshish that the avodah would get so busy that they would miss the Zman Kriyashma. So they wouldn't want to miss the Zman Kriyashma, so they would Dafka say Kriyashma earlier. So they didn't require this. So Abai explained, yeah. But it helped everyone else in Yerushalayim when they would see the golden rays. So everyone else who wasn't busy with the Avodah, so they benefited from it. So over here also, it's L'shar Ramad of Yerushalayim that they would have the tekiyos. So says the Gemara, V'litka. So ask the Gemara, why don't we blow on Yom Kippurim the Schal of Shabbos, Kiyechi Delidi, to Shari B'knivas Yerek Min HaMincha L'mayla, in order to let everyone know that Yom Kippur is more Kal than Shabbos, starting from Mincha and on Yom Kippurim, you're allowed to cut and snip vegetables that are no longer attached to the ground and separate their leaves, meaning prepare them for eating on Motzai, the fast. Whereas on Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare vegetables for a salad that you're going to want to eat from Malav Malka. Some Rav Yosef, Fisha Ein Dochin, Shavuos Tahatir. We were wouldn't allow Tkiya Shofar, which is a Shavuos, if the whole Kavanah of the Tkiya was just to let everyone know about a Heter that you have, that on Yom HaKippurim, that you're allowed to do a Knivas Yarek. So Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi, Amar Shavuos Krova Hitiru Shavuos Ruchalka Lo Hitiru. When we allow being Tokeya, even though there's it's an Isra Shavuos to do so, it's only if it's going to have an immediate Toelis. But if it's not going to have an immediate Toelis, it's going to be something in the distant future, we're not going to be Matir. So we could be Docha, the Shavuos of Tekia, in order to let a Heter be known. It's not about Heter versus Isser, but that's only if it's going to be something more immediate. Yom HaKippurim, which is Chal and Erev Shabbos, what are we going to do? We're going to blow Tekia so that next year you'll know if Yom HaKippurim falls out some other day that you could do Knivas Yerek late in the day. You can't do it late in the day on Yom Kippur that falls on Erev Shabbos, because Motzai the Tzom is Shabbos itself, and you're not going to be able to cook those vegetables anyway, so there's no toelis whatsoever in preparing those vegetables. So it's only for some later year. So says Mar Shvus Krovi Hitiru, do we allow blowing the shofar for anything that's of sooner, of more immediate importance? Vatnan, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Maseches Chulin that Yom Tov Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos token that on Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos they would be tokeh to stop the Am from doing the Malachos that are mutter to do on Yantav, but not mutter to do on Shabbos, Malachos Ochel Nefesh? So to distinguish between Kedush Shabbos and Kedush Yom Tov, v'lo mavdilin, and they would not be Motzai Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, they would not do Avdalah, not Petfilin, not Al HaKos, like they would on any other Motzai Yom Tov, because they were only Misakin Avdalah when you go to a less Kadosh day, not when you're going to a day that has a greater level of Kedusha, like from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So, but if Yom Tov is Chal on Motzai Shabbos, mavdilin, then they would say Avdalah, because you're going down in the level of Kedusha, but v'lo token, but you would not be Tokeya on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, because the Shabbos is more Chamor going to Yom Tov, which is less Chamor. So there's nothing that you were allowed to do on Shabbos that you're now not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So frankly, Gemara Vamai Litka, shouldn't you blow the shofar on Yom Tov that's Chal Motzai Shabbos? Ki heich deledi deshari b'shchita li'altar, in order to let it be known that it's mutter to do shchita right away. So it's a Shavuos Krova, it's a Heter, but if you hold like that shita that you'd blow the tkios in order to demonstrate a Heter, as long as it's Krova, as long as it's of immediate importance, so when Yom Tov falls out of Motzai Shabbos, they should blow the tkios to let it be known that there's a Heter to do Shechita, like right away on Yom Tov. So it must be that Rav Yosef's distinction was correct, that you're not going to be Tokeya in order to let it be known that there's a certain Heter. You'd only be Tokeya to let it be known that there's a certain Isser. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Knivas Yarek, because the Chum only asked that for the mitzvah of Inoy of Yom HaKippurim, but it's Aser when it's Shabbos as well. Amrav Mana Tana Minayin Yom Kippurim Shchalios B'Shabbos Aser B'Knivas Yarek. How do I know that that's true? Tamal Omer, because the pasuk says when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbason. Pasuk in Chumash says Shabbason Shabbos Kodesh. So we learn from the word Shabbason Shavos. So we learn from there that Knivas Yarek is Aser. Lamai, what kind of Knivas Yarek is the Brisa learning from Shabbason? If we're talking about Knivas Yarek that's still Mechubar LeKarka, where it's actually a Malacha of Kotzer, Vaksiv L'Sasakom Malacha, I don't need a Pasuk of Shabbason. Elav, a Knivas Yarek, it must be that we're talking about Knivas Yarek that's already Tolish from the Karka, even though it's not a Malacha, but the Brisa is telling us that it's Aser Minat Torah because of the Mitzvah Sasei of Shvisa. So we see that Knivas Yarek is never Mutar on Shabbos, even when Shabbos happens to be Yom HaKippurim, Shema Mina. So we see that Knivas Yarek is Aser Yom Kippur that's Chal on Shabbos. He disagrees. He says that it's mutter to do Knivas Yarek because he holds that we do not darshan Shabbason Shavos to Aser anything that involves Yegiyah or Tircha. It just tells me that someone does Melech on Shabbos, he's not only in violation of a Losase, of Losase Kom Lecha, but he's also in violation of an Aseh, but that's only when you're doing real Melecha. But Knivas Yarek on Shabbos is only Nisra Midrabanan, so we're going to be matter it when Yom HaKippurim falls out on Shabbos because it's a Kiyum Mitzvah of Inui. How's it a Kiyum Mitzvah of Inui? Because when you're fasting and you're dealing with food, it's Inui. It's like when you go shopping on a fast day, all of a sudden you buy 10 times as much as you normally would. Dealing with food, you're thinking of food in different terms when you're fasting. So Meisfei, so they ask about on Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the Brisa, Minayin Le'Mekurim Shchalios B'Shabbos, Shasa B'Knivas Yarek, Tamal Omer, Shabbos on Shavos, L'mai, Ilei Melo Melacha, if we're talking about doing a Melacha, Kotzer V'Aksiv L'Sas Kam Melacha, halacha. Elav v'knivas yarek. So don't you see it's a raya that you're not allowed to do knivas yarek even when it's talish min hakarka? Lo, no, don't think that the Brisa is talking about knivas yarek that's talish min hakarka. Liolam l'mlacha. It's all about melacha. V'lavar alav v'asei v'lo sasei. And the reason we have a special listener is to tell me that you're in violation of both an asei and a lo sasei when you do knivas yarek on... when you do knivas yarek on Shabbos, when you do malacha rather on Shabbos, that it's not only a violation of losasik malacha, but it's also a violation of an asay of Shabbason. This is the term the Rishonim use, the Ramban uses the term, the Rambam uses shvisa hanikeres when the Rambam describes luchas muktza, that why we have a dinim of muktza, why isn't malacha enough? Is because when you're shavis mi malacha, sometimes a person shavis mi malacha just he's got nothing to do. So in order to make it a Shvisa Hanikeres, we have all these other elements of Shabbos, like the mitzvah sasei, make it very clear that the reason I'm being shovis mimalacha is not only because I don't have anything to do, but because of the kedusha of Shabbos. And the malachas themselves are not only a lo sasei, the malachas themselves are also a mitzvah sasei, an active form of shvisa. So tani kavase Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Kippur Mishchal Yos b'Shabbos Mutar b'Knivas Yarek, that you're allowed to do knivas yarek when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. We'll skip the parentheses. Mefatzin be'agozim, you're allowed to break the shells around the agozim in order to prepare them for eating. Mefarchsin b'rimonim, you could prepare the rimonim for eating. Min ha-mincha l'mayla, from the time of mincha ketana of Yom Kippur and on, mipnei agmas nefesh, because that causes a person agmas nefesh, since he's so hungry. So when you're preparing the food and you're not eating it, that enhances the sense of inoy on Yom Kippurim. So the Braisa says, like Rabbi Yochanan, that even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we allow knivas yarek. So the Gemara brings how they were knowing when it comes to preparing food on Yom Kippurim. Dvei Rav Yehuda mekanvi krava. They used to prepare clip the cabbage leaves on Yom Kippurim to prepare them for eating. Dvei Rabba gardi kari. In the base Rabba, they would scrape or peel the gourds. Kevin dechaza dahavu kamecharfi. Once Rabba saw that people would cut it earlier in the day before mincha, so that was against the halacha because the chacham only allowed this min a mincha l'mayla. So amalu. So when he saw they were doing it earlier, so Rabbi said to his bnei beso, "Asi garta mima Rava mishmed Rabbi Yochanan da asir." You should know we just got a letter from Eretz Yisrael from the God of Adar. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's also to do this on Yom Kippurim even after the zman mincha. So he let them know that it's also to do on Yom Kippurim. So the Magen Avraham writes from Mikan Raya, because Rashi writes, he didn't actually get a letter like that. He just knew, what was he going to say? I'm going to tell you that it's awesome to do, and up until now it's been mutter. No one's going to listen to him. So he said, I got a letter from the God of Adar. He just sent a letter. We just got a psak from Chaim Kanievsky that it's awesome. So then everyone's going to listen. But it wasn't true. He didn't get such a letter. He just knew that's what had to be done. So Magen Avraham writes in Kufnun Vav that from here we see that if you know a din and you know that the halacha should be a certain way, you're allowed to say it in the name of Nodim Gadol in order that people should listen to you. And you have that in a number of places in Shas. The Magen Avraham asks that in Maseches Kala it says that Omer Davar B'Shem Chacham Shalogamro Mimenu Gardim L'Shchina Shetestalik Mi'Yisrael. That normally saying something in the name of an Adam Gadol that you didn't actually hear from him causes the abandonment of the Shechina from Klal Yisrael. So you have to say that's if they would be Mekabel from you if you would say it on your own. But if they would never be Mekabel from you if you would say it on your own, in order to save them from violating the Halacha, that's what you're allowed to do. Hadron Lach Ve'el Ksharim Bezrashem. Tomorrow we will begin Perek Kol Kisvei.